National Health Insurance Authority has denied claims by the Ghana Chamber of Pharmacies that the authority owes health providers 6 to 8 months in arrears. The Deputy Director of Corporate Affairs, Dr. Ni Ananajite, told Unique Breakfast Show that the service has settled all arrears owed the service providers up to September last year. According to him, the laws establishing the NHRA gives the authority 3 months grace period to process claims presented by service providers. The service providers last week announced their intention to withdraw the supply of medicines to hospitals under the scheme.
We'd like to state clearly and categorically that we have paid all claims for May 2013 throughout the country to all accredited healthcare providers that we do business with for the whole of June, for the whole of July 2013, for the whole of August 2013, and for the whole of September 2013. And if they are getting any statements from the clients they do business with that they have not been paid, it would not be a true reflection of the state of affairs. So monies have been released and payments have been made up to the end of September. And it will be significant to understand that the law itself allows the National Health Insurance Authority to pay claims in arrears up to 3 months, because it takes time to submit claims and it takes time to process them, to vet them properly and to make payments. So we have a 3 month window within which to process and pay claims. So when the monies are released up to the end of September 2013, that leaves us with just 1 month outside of that window that the law allows us. So for them to say we have not paid for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months is not a true reflection of the state of affairs. Generally, claims, for instance, have not yet been submitted by providers, and I believe many providers have not submitted for December. Sometimes it takes them time to put their claims together and to present. And some of them submit claims maybe sometimes 3 months, 4 months late. So the situation is such that we are allowed 3 months, and that does not mean that we deliberately delay or sit on the money. Monies are disbursed as soon as they reach us. Now we have some delays. Money has been released. We paid up to the end of September. We are allowed 3 months. So technically speaking, we have just October outstanding as arrears outside the 3 months that the law allows us. And we expect and hope that monies will be released for us to clear the rest of 2013 claims.
Dr. Ananajite also said that the St. Joseph Clinic in the Northern Region is the only healthcare facility that has paid up to July last year. He attributed this to late submission of claims by management of the clinic.
It's the only healthcare facility that has an issue, because there are issues with the way that they do things there. They have a history of submitting claims very late. Sometimes 3 months late or 4 months late, they submit claims very, very late. They have issues with even the quantum of claims that they submit for payment. If for a healthcare facility, suddenly claims payment jumps up 100%, then you must try to find out what exactly is happening. Why have claims jumped up? We have a duty to taxpayers to verify, to vet, to make sure that no mistakes are being made or nothing fishy is happening for claims to suddenly jump up 100%. So whenever these things happen, we need, in spite of the pressure that they may be piling on people, pay us, you need to find out why is it that the claims have shot up so astronomically within a short amount of time.
Dr. Ni Ananajite is the Deputy Director of Corporate Affairs of NHIA.